Today from the Ohio Newsroom, training for reentry.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Around 500 young people currently reside in Ohio's juvenile corrections facilities. And just like adults, it can be difficult for them to readjust to their communities upon release. Some correctional facilities believe fitness can help them find a path forward. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
A jump rope slams against the gym floor at the Circleville Juvenile Correctional Facility in central Ohio as about a dozen young men warm up and stretch their arms. Then the real workout starts.
Push up, everybody.
In unison, they all drop their chests to the floor. They're participating in CrossFit, a grueling high-intensity workout program. This class is just as rigorous as any offered at an outside gym. They do jumping jacks, squats. But its goals go far beyond muscle gain.
There's coaches that are trained to work with the individuals, not just physically, but mentally.
That's Matt Schindeldecker, who owns CrossFit Crave in Salina. The program started around 8 years ago with kids who had left juvenile detention in Mercer County. Kids went to counseling, and then they worked out alongside their probation officers 4 times a week.
Most of these kids have never had somebody beside of them going through something difficult. They've always gone through something difficult on their own.
Having this partnership with coaches seemed to work. In that first year, Mercer County's juvenile recidivism rate dropped 30%. The state took notice. The Ohio Department of Youth Services brought the program, called Expanding Horizons, into the state's juvenile correctional facilities, including Circleville. Their coach, Kyle Hanagoski, is demonstrating correct form to a group of eager lifters. Coaches like Hanagoski don't just count reps. They emphasize the connection between physical strength and mental resilience. They're all required to undergo trauma-informed training before they enter the facility. More than 3/4 of youth in Ohio's juvenile correctional facilities have a diagnosed behavioral health condition.
If they can do the hard stuff in here and they can build that mental capacity of tough work, that they can do that in anything in life.
As the workout winds down, the young men pant and sweat and sit down from exhaustion. One participant tells me it is hard work, but he wants to keep showing up.
I want to get strong and fit.
After 6 months of the program, he's already squatting 265 pounds.
That's not even my max.
What's your max?
315.
315?
Yep. It's a good feeling because you worked for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I like that feeling that I worked for something and I accomplished something.
Expanding Horizons founder and co-owner of CrossFit Crave in Salina, Debbie Wagner, says it's important that they don't lose those mental and physical gains once they're released.
So we look at each situation, we find a gym that's close to them, we help figure out transportation and everything, and then the state helps fund that membership for that youth as long as they go twice a week.
Consistency matters, she says, in fitness and in rehabilitation. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Circleville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.